Thank you for calling CR Service Solutions. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hello, Rebecca. Good afternoon. This is Naya from American Home Shield Customer Service. Well, I am calling in regards to the work order dispatched to you with dispatch number. Okay. Dispatch number is 558-892-492.
Give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
All right. I'm just waiting for my screen to load up here.
Mm-hmm.
I think the static's on my end. I do apologize. We've been having some internet issues.
Oh, I see. Well, that's fine.
Come on. Sorry, I'm talking to the web page here.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, y'all changed up your portal. Unless I'm just losing my mind. Let's see, contractor portal. Dashboard, that's what I need. All right. Okay, and that is 5588-92492. And I'm just waiting for it to load. Let's try this one more time. Search. No, I don't think it's on my side because I've Yeah, okay. So when did you submit this dispatch?
Oh, this work order was submitted to you on, let me check. With regards to the washer, it was transferred to you on the 14th of May.
Okay, did you get a new dispatch ID when it was transferred? Because this one is not pulling up anything on my end for CR.
Okay, just for a moment.
I'm happy to check.
Dispatch number for this. How about the name?
Yes.
Rochelle Wines, W-I-N-E.
Well, actually, the street address is going to be a lot more successful.
Oh, I see. 4745 at Pismo Beach Drive.
Pismo?
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for that to load. Okay. Still waiting for that to load. No, it's Pismo, like Pismo Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's my internet or what's going on here. It's just taking its sweet time. Now, I can't tell you if you switch from one provider like to another, it should give you a different dispatch ID, but again, I will.
I can see different vendor ID here. That's the dispatch number that we have here on your end.
I'm just still waiting for this to load. The gears just turning there. There we go. There's an exclamation point next to it. It says needs attention. But why? All right. So that's 5588-892-492. I don't know what I did wrong. Let me take a look in our system. Okay. So I'm pulling up an installation that was completed on the 21st.
Mm-hmm. It was stated here that you're the one who supposedly installed the pedestal also, right? And
Let me
according
see.
to.
Give me just a moment to confirm that.
Oh, sure.
It says, please bill an additional $100 for pedestal install.
Yes.
Yeah, so that wasn't included on the original order. And so they went ahead and provided that pedestal install for the customer and then sent a message to the owner asking to bill an additional $100 for that pedestal installation.
According to the homeowner, she already paid for that one. It's just that when your technician tried to install it, there's a missing parts to that pedestal. That's the reason why, according to the homeowner, the technician took the pedestal, and after that, he never came back. That's the reason why the homeowner gave us a call yesterday to verify this one. And as I tried to give you a call yesterday, your office is closed. That's the reason why I'm calling today.
Okay. So give me that one more time. So the customer is saying our installer did what with her pedestal?
Oh, the installer tried to install the pedestal. It's just that there's a missing part to the installer. There's a missing part to the pedestal. That's the reason why the installer did not put the pedestal on that day, as he tried to install the washer and the pedestal. And after that, when technician left, according to the homeowner, he never came back. That's the reason why she's doing a follow-up yesterday.
And he took the pedestal with him?
Yeah.
Or did he leave it there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what I can do is I can get this over to the owner of CR as well as Pacific West, who's the technicians, the tech company that did that, for more clarification on the issue and to ask them to basically let us know what's going on so that we can get that pedestal installed. Give me just a moment, because it may be that they're wanting to have the billing added before they complete the install of the pedestal.
I see.
But that's just my conjecture based on what you've told me here.
Okay. And by the way, if you do have the information, can you just please call the homeowner? Are you okay with that? Can you call the homeowner?
I'm not able to do that until I get a response back from the service provider so I can let them know what's going on, because right now you know about as much as I do. Until I confirm with them the situation on there. And like, I'm going to let them and the owner know what the customer said happened and then see what they have to say and then see what needs to be done to get this completed for the customer. Give me just a moment here. It's Rochelle Wines at 4745 Pismo Beach Drive in Antelope, California, 95843. And her best contact number is 916-952-4922.
Yes.
Okay. HS rep. You said Daya? On behalf of the customer, advising that the pedestal to be installed was missing a piece and could not be installed, and that the technician took the pedestal with him and has not contacted her since. And that was on the, what did it say, 21st of May? Yeah, 21st. No, that was 19 hours ago that it was closed as completed.
Mm-hmm.
So when did this happen? Yesterday?
No, on a 28.
Okay. On 5/28/2020, not contacted her since. Please advise. Well, advise what needs to happen at this point. And so I'm getting this to both the owner as well as Pacific Express.
I'm sorry, go on.
I'm getting this to both the owner and the service provider. So the owner of CR as well as the assigned service provider for more information.
Oh, thank you very much.
The customer advising that the pedestal to be installed was missing a piece and could not be installed, and that the tech took the pedestal with him on 5/28/2020 and has not contacted her since. Please advise what needs to happen to this point. Please reach out to this customer to get the pedestal install completed, and if there is an issue with doing so, please update us here, as well as please update the customer so they everyone knows how to move forward. Your expedited attention to this issue is greatly appreciated. Okay, so I'm marking it important, and as I said, I'm getting it over to our customer service leads here. So we'll get it over to the management team for CR Service Solutions, as well as the owner of the company and that particular installer's office that took care of this installation and should have the pedestal in their possession.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so,
I will, once I get a response back, if they indicate that they haven't reached out to the customer themselves, I'm here, until 6 p.m. California time. So, again, once I get a response back, I'm happy to reach out to that customer and let them know what I found here. But I am asking them to reach out directly to the customer from the service provider's office, because that's, we can't schedule them, you know what I mean? Like, they have to schedule with that service provider.
Okay.
So hopefully this will bring some clarity to the issue, and then we can know how to move forward.
Yes, well, once again, Rebecca, thank you very much for that, and you expedite this concern also, since the homeowner is old, and according to her, she is
having trouble using it without that pedestal.
Yeah,
I get it.
To her, she can't use her washer also, and she's too old, and she's disabled. That's the reason why. And once again, thank you very much for your assistance.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have a great day.
You as well. I thank you for calling CR. Thanks, you stay safe as well. And take care.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye.